You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, Kristi Noem is out, and Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is in, the Oklahoma lawmaker tapped by President Trump to be the new Secretary of Homeland Security. Joining us right now to talk more about this and about the job that he's got cut out for him is former Special Agent in Charge, the FBI, Rich Frankel. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a big job at a pretty dangerous time in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, he's coming in right when everything is focused on him. I don't think he's going to have a honeymoon period. He's going to be coming in and getting right to it. He's at a time when, you know, we've got a threat issue coming out of Iran. We've got other threats from around the world. And his department is not funded. So they're at austerity levels, operating both here in the United States and abroad. CISA, which is his cyber group, they're down, I think, at least 60 to 80% during this time. And then also he's got less agents and officers available at the borders to ensure that, you know, whoever's coming in should be here.
Let's start with the funding issue. Is there anything that he can do to reach out to Congress and tell them that will help them, change their mind on funding right now?
I think there is. I think, I think the change itself is going to help a little bit. He was a sitting senator, so he's got those connections, right now, definitely on the Republican side, but he's probably made, some inroads with Democrats, just during his time there. I think that is going to help him, be able to push the funding issue. I don't know if it's going to get it, over the goal line, but I think he's definitely got at least a better chance than they had yesterday. They did vote it down last night, but he has not even taken over yet. So once he takes over, I think he's going to be able to push that forward.
You mentioned that there are threats from Iran. I mean, we less than a week ago attacked that country, and now while we don't know what might happen here, it does, make you think it could be a kind of a dangerous time, right?
Yeah, right now, you have both physical threats and cyber threats. The physical threats, while we don't expect to be over one, there are the issues of cells, either currently in the United States or trying to get into the United States. There's a trial going on in Brooklyn right now, over one of those cells that was here in the United States operating. And then so you have to be prepared for that. And you have to have, people at our borders, at the airports, making sure that whoever comes in, at least, to the best of our ability is not part of that. And then as far as the cyber threat, right now the cyber threat is very heightened. Iran is very adept at doing, cyber hacktivism, and because of that, you need our people there to be able to respond and protect. With CISA, which is the Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency, which is part of DHS, down at least 60%, that's a hole. And so we need that agency up and running full.
Definitely has his hands full. Appreciate, Rich, your insight. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.